the percentage of dementia. I mean, it's between 60 and 80, because dementia is getting younger and younger as well, and it's not recognised. I don't think they realise how bad it's going to get, especially with dementia. And there is not enough done for dementia. There really isn't, whether it's in the community or the homes, the hospitals. They don't cater for dementia. They really don't. You have somebody who's admitted into hospital and they can't wait for them to come back because they can't cope. They haven't got the resources for a start. And I see it, and we've got this environment here. I see it here. Never mind what it's like with people that are in the community. Hospitals can't cope. They're not equipped, they're not adapted for elderly. They're really not.
What would need to change around dementia? Would it be a case of dedicating more money to it?
Yes.
Or is it just a case
training
of,
yeah. staff, training the staff? I mean, like with the hospitals, they could have a separate wing, ward, whatever they want to call it, just for dementia, and have the staff trained in dementia. You can't have somebody with dementia who's going to stay in bed all day, or who's going to just sit in the chair next to the bed. It won't happen, and it never will happen. A lot of the residents with dementia, they like to wander and touch, and they'll think they're still in work from years ago, or they've got to go and pick their children up from school or something. So they're wandering, they're walking all around. It's dangerous. But nothing's going to change. Well, it hasn't in Somerset anyway. I can't speak for other hospitals, but I know Musgrove struggled big time. And it's not fair on the nurses. I'm not saying they're doing a bad job. I'm not saying that. It's not fair on them. They haven't got the staff, the training, the equipment for dementia. And sometimes, people are sent home when they shouldn't be. So we're lucky because with this environment, I see it here. Never mind somebody's going home thinking there's a package of care put in to look after them. They're just sent home too quickly.
I mean, my granddad had Alzheimer's.
There you are.
Horrible disease.
Yes, it is.
Awful. He died in hospital. It was last April. But that was horrendous.
It's not nice, is it, Alan?
Awful. You actually just watching someone decline in front of your eyes.
Yes. And that is your granddad.
Yeah.
But they're not treated as somebody's granddad with dementia. Mm. And they're not. I mean, I don't know your experiences, but I found it with my mum. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Mm.
So upsetting and frustrating. People don't understand. They think that they were born like that.
Yeah.
And they get called, oh, well, it's only them, they don't know. My mum only ever drank lemon tea. Okay? She only ever drank lemon tea. And the home that mum went to, I told them all this. I told them what she used to like, what she didn't like. Every time I went in there, what would she have? A milky cup of tea. And my mum would drink it, bless her, because of her dementia. But I know she would never have drunk that. That's just one little thing that
little
really
thing,
got to me, you know?